from Swedish Friends. We are continuing the previous shir, Biyune Hadaf Hayomi. We saw the sugya in Maseches Beitza and the sugya in Maseches Chulin. We contrasted them. We saw various stiras between them. And now we are coming to be miyashiv the stiras again, based on the Torah of Moiv Rabbi Harav Agon Rabbi Yaakov Dov and Hamnik Shlita. So the key to understanding the chiluk between the sugyas is as follows: that with respect to the chiddush of Rav Huna, who said, "Behema b'chei b'cheskes sisser omedes ad shivadal chabemen ishchata nishchada b'cheskes heter omedes ad shivadal chabemen itrifa," that an animal in its lifetime is b'cheskes sisser until you know how it was shechted. Once it was shechted, it's b'cheskes heter until you know how it became a treifa. So as far as that chiddush of Rav Huna goes, in the sugya and chulin, it's mafurish that even though the chiddush of Rav Huna is that even though esialid bereisa, even though there was a reisa, even though there was a suffix treifa, nevertheless, once you did the shechita, we say that it's beseder, and you're allowed to eat it. As the Gemara says, "V'leima nishchata hutra hakamash milan da afogad esialid bereisa." Rashi says, "Shenola ba suffix treifas." Safe koidem shchita, v'yeshlut loso b'la'achar shchita. So there was a safek treifas. Maybe it was before the shchita. So we're told it that it was after the shchita. We're mamad al cheskas heter, because tam behem is not a treifa, and you're told that it was after the shchita, and it's kosher. So even though there's a reyes, so there's a safek treifas, Rav Huna says the shchita was matir. To say that you're allowed to eat it. Harei mevor midivrei Gemara and Chulin, that even without the din of Rav Huna, it's clear to us that stama behema that has no reisa, you don't need the cheskas heter of that a stama behema is not a treif. And without a shame shel chazaka, we would assume that the maisa shchita is a matir gomer bebehema regila, like the Gemara says nishchata hutra. Normally we say nishchata hutra. We only have to come on to the chiddush of Rav Huna if there's a suffix treifus, but if there's not a suffix treifus, then it's beseder gomer even without the chiddush of Rav Huna. We have no siba lachshosh l'treifus. It's pashut that it's mutter. It's only when there's a suffix treifus you need to come on to the chiddush of Rav Huna. Otherwise, you don't need this chazak of Rav Huna. It's kosher without it. However, in the sugyan beitza, it's mefurish in the Gemara according to the Havamina Lefi Rami Bar Abba, that if not for the din of Rav Huna, you have to be choshish for treifus b'chol beima, even without a reisa, because there's a tzad in the sugyan beitza to say that you're not allowed to eat meat without being mafshit the or v'la'afuke mid Rav Huna. Rashi says, Shema yimtza lasim and treifa b'seiser v'hechzik lenu ha'behem is b'sefik treifus avkoidim shura ha'behem treifus. Tarfus. Maybe you'll find the Simon Shreifa Beseser in a hidden place, and the animals are Muchsak Lanu as Suffolk Treifus even before you actually saw the Treifus. So we have the statement Roy Marachav, you have to have Shidfini Tuach. That's La Fuke Midi Rav Huna, who says that you need, this is without any reis at all, that Rav Huna comes and says that once you have a proper shechita, so that already lets us assume that there's no hidden shreifas here, even though, again, we're talking about in the absence of any reis. But you need Rav Huna's chazaka, that once it has a good shechita, it's b'cheskas kosher. So if it was shechted, it's becheskes heter until you know how it became nitrif. So even without a reisa, you need a chazaka to be matir. In the sugya and chulin, you don't need a chazaka to be matir if there's no reisa. You only need a chazaka to be matir if there is a reisa, if there is a suffik treifa. That's when you have to come on to Rav Huna. But if there's no Zreisa, then you don't need Rav Huna. It's kosher no matter what, even without the cheskas, the chazak. Mashen ken lefi the sugyan beitza, there you need to come on to Rav Huna, even without a Reisa. So what's the svara of this shita? The shita of Beitza, the svara is in Beitza that there's a muchzakus begufa behema lematzav shel safek. Like Rashi says, a lashon that shehechzik lanu abehema specific treif for the tzmamish lashon mavhila. When you're learning these sugyas, pitarasu shomor v'rabi rav hamnik shlita. Your medayik in every word in Rashi in the Gemara, so you see mamish neflos mitoras Hashem. Here Rashi says that it's huchzik lanu vehechzik lanu habehema specific tarfus hechzik lanu besaf. What's the chazak? Yeah. Since we make a presumption that there's a suffix here mitzarat smuso, it's not the goof isn't muchzik b'shleimus. And therefore, the whole guf has to prove itself that it all kolei varim shleimim. And therefore, you need special help. According to Rav Huna, you need a special chazaka to get out of this problem. And according to Rami Bar Abba, you need to do hefshit v'nituach. So now, merges a big chiluk b'nogea together chazaka of Rav Huna. According to the sugyan chulin, who learns that miteva haguf lios shalem, that the nature of the body of the animal is to be shalem, is nochshash treifis. Only when there's a reyes Hashem and elad bo treifis, then we're choyshesh. So it emerges that even on the tzad that it was nitraf, we're choyshesh that something happened to be motzi mishlemutziv kashusu ativis, something happened to take it out of its natural state of kashus and make it treif. And if so, you don't have to machriya al yidei chazaka to say that it's vadei mutter, and it's enough to say that we're mamid it on its original chazaka. We assume that the natural state remained. If we're worried that something might have happened, what do we say? We say no, don't take it out of its natural state. You don't have to say it's vaday mutter, it's bar that it's mutter. Just say be mamid on its chazaka, be somech on the hemshech matzav heter ativi. Be somech on the fact that it has its natural heter, that there's no reason to assume that it's aser. As we saw meduik from the lashon of Rashi and Chulin, we were marich in the previous year. She'ein yochel otziya mimenu al yidei safek. You can't be motzi from the chazaka because it's a suffix. So assume that nothing changed. What they call ikaron yahishtanut, the principle that it didn't change. Not mashu chiyuvi, that you need a heter chiyuvi, an active heter to be matir. No. Just assume that there's no iser and that nothing changed because the nature of the animal is to be shalem. Mashen came the sugin beitza, that there's a shita, that bechlal there's a chshash atzmi for treifus bechol beima. So to be matir neged asafek, it's not enough to say adin chazaka of sheva al tase, this sort of passive chazaka. Because it's not just a safek, maybe something happened and made a treif. We have a suffix that behemu was a treif of mitzad atzma v'toldasa. And keneged zeh, you need a chazak amachriya leheter. In other words, we have a schus bedin la'achriya be'etzem ha-suffix through the general chazaka that stam behemos are not shreifos. It's not a suffix that something happened. It's a suffix that the animal was born a shreifa. Oh, so for that, you need a suffix machriyad laheter. Because it starts out in this bad matzav, that maybe it's not shalom to start with. So, Meili, you need a chazakah chiyuvit. You need an act of chazaka to be matur, like we were medayik in Rashi and Beitza. Rashi and Beitza is much more makatzer than Rashi in Chulin. And Rashi and Beitza says, Shemira Safik Bishchitasa, Namidena al Chazkasa, we have to be mamin in its chazaka, Vasura. You have to know Bebeir. Here you have to have this Beir. You have to have this clarity. And Chul and Rashi doesn't say anything about a Beir. Rashi says, don't change it. Assume it started Shalem and it remains Shalem. Nothing to change. Don't change it. Don't change it to Isser. In Beitza, where there's a chash that it was born not shalim, so you need a bearer in order to be machriyad letzad aheter. So Rashi says in Beitza, "V'nafkamina shemira savik b'shchitasa namiden al chazkasa v'asura atshivadocha bebeira shenishchatoreh." But once you know bebeira that it was nishchat karoi, harei b'cheskas heter distam heim b'sein atreifus, and therefore, if you have some sort of suffix, you assume that it's beseder. So now that we see that there's a chiluk, legabe cheskas heter shel Rav Huna in suffik treifis. So, how does the cheskas heter work? Cheskas heter works in the sugya and chulin. It works that it was shechted. We don't know whether there was a mice of treif or not, whether it happened before or after. So, assume that the animal stayed with its shlemus haguf, and don't be machriya leiser. In Beitza, where you don't know whether or not the animal is kosher or treif, it might have every animal has is huchzak lanu b'safik tarfas. So when it's shechted, what do we say? We say we shechted well, and now we can assume that it is a kosher animal. U'mishchanish tekorei grei b'cheskes heter. Stam behemos einam treifos. It's a chazaka klalis. We have a row of a ruba de ruba of cases that the animal is not a treifa. There are cases of treifa. There are individual cases of treifa. Rashi and Chulin writes behema ain't a treifa. It's a chazaka ne'atzmus of behema that it's not a treifa. You start out the animal's not a treifa. And therefore, once you if you shecht it, and then afterwards you have a suffix, so stick with that original assumption, behema ain't a treifa. In Beitza, it gets a little bit harder, because you have a chazaka klalis that behema ain't a treifa. So after you shecht it, you say behema ain't a treifos, and memela, the shchita has to be machriya letzah, that this is one of the animals that's not a treifa. Even though there are individual animals that are treifas. So that's the tzad of cheskas heter. But if that's going to be the chiluk in cheskas heter, so the cheskas iser, it's also going to change. If there's a suffix in the shechita, it's going to go like this. That in the sugin beitza, we learn that the chazaka is machriya le'iser. Because when we talk about the cheskas heter and the sugin beitza, it has to be machriya leheter. So gam lechabe cheskas iser Rav Huna. B'safik shechita, we're going to make the same chiluk. That in our sugya, the chazaka is machriya leiser. So if you have a problem with the shechita, then it's going to be machriya that it's aser. Mashenkein the sugya and chulin. There we're talking about a chazaka that's not machriya leiser. There, what does chazaka mean in chulin? It means ikaron yeshtanut. It doesn't change. What was was. So what happens is that before the shechita it was aser, like any animal's aser before shechita, and then now you have a suffix in the shechita, you don't change that, you don't move it from its original presumptive status. Until you know that it's nishchita karoi. Don't take it out of its original status until you're sure that it was nishchet karoi. Because just assume that it was the way it was. Before and it wasn't kosher, so now it's also not kosher. Before and it wasn't properly shechted, now it's also not properly shechted. So in chulin, we're going with the tzigang that it just doesn't change. So when you're in the tzad of heter, so all animals you assume are in shreifas, and once it was shechted properly, so don't change that assumption, and just even without Rav Huna. In chulin, if there's no suffix, then just keep the way it was, and assume that it's kosher. You have no reason to assume otherwise. Here it's a chazaka shlilit. You don't have any reason to negate it. Any reason to assume otherwise, because animals are all kosher. Then if you have a suffix and it was shechted properly, so again, so now you come on to Rav Huna. Rav Huna tells you that don't assume otherwise. Don't remove it from its suffix. If you have a suffix tray for whether it came before the shechita or after. But if you have a suffix in the shechita, then don't change that either. Say that before it was suffix. So before it wasn't kosher because it wasn't shechted. Now it's also not kosher, now it's not shechted. That's all in chulin. But in beitza, the chazaka is machriya le'isser. That, as we said, there are a mute or mute shebe mute of behemoths that are suffix treifas, and memela you need an active chazaka to be matir, you need an active cheskas heter to be matir. Mishenish lekorei grebe cheskas heter. Once you shecht it, so that gives it this its cheskes heter to take it out of its chazaka of suffix tarfus. And if you have a suffix in the shechita, then again, what type of chazaka do you have in beitza? In beitza, it's machriya. The chazaka is machriya le'iser. It's machriya, and it says actively there's iser here. Mashenken in the sugya in chulin, it just says you don't know how it was shechted, so just don't change anything. Not that it's machriya le'iser. So Rashi says in Beitza, "Emir Safik b'shchitasa, namiden al cheskasa." We're actively mamiden on its cheskas iser that it wasn't shechted. According to Rav Huna, right? According to Rami Bar Chama, all animals are, and that's why you have to do Hefshet V'nituach, because all animals are Bechet B'Safik, maybe they're Treifus. Then Rav Huna comes along and says, no, as long as it's shechted properly, it takes us out of that problem. But that's if it's shechted properly. But if not, namidena al cheskasa, actively we're mamid chazaka. Is a chazaka chiyuvit that we say that it's going to be achra leiser. Until you know for sure that it was nishchat karoi, take it out of that achra leiser. Just like there's a achra leheter, there also has to be achra leiser. That's in the sugya in Beitza, in the sugya in Chulin. There's no achra. Just don't change it. So if it was shechted properly, so don't assume there's any problems. Don't aser mi safek. It was shechted properly. We don't know if it was shechted properly. And don't assume anything changed. Just like before it was aser, now it's also aser. That's chulin. So now we understand why in chulin Rashi says that the geder pshita sasafik al yedei achazaka is al tatirena misafik. There's no hachra letzad iser besafik shchita, or letzad heter besafik treifa. That if you have a safik treifa, but we shecht it properly, we say the treifa happened afterwards. No. We're just not mishana the din mikviyuso, umatzavu akodim, without a raya brura. So don't be matir and be suffic if you have a suffic in the shechita. Don't be matir. Keep it the way it was, that before and it was aser. That's chulin. But in the sugin beitza, Rashi says, how are you poshet the suffic? Na midena al cheskasa ve'asura. In chulin, Rashi says, actively be mamid in its chazak if you have a suffic in the shechita. Not al tatirena, don't be matir it, but rather actively aser it. It's like a achra or beira. It's that iser b'safik shchita. Well, it's that heser heter b'safik tarfus. Either way, in chulin and in beitza, you need a achra. It's that ze or it's that ze. Now we can explain what we noted in the previous shiur, that in the sugya in chulin, Rashi goes with the approach that machzik in miyaser leiser, and in the sugya in beitza, Rashi doesn't hold in machzik in miyaser leiser, that because it was usher before the suffix shchit, and now it's usher after the suffix shchit, even though there are two different isurim, that's the machzik in miyaser leiser of chulin. But rather, we say that the Zman HaSafik and the Achoras HaSafik by the Chazaka is the moment after Shechita. And since we paskin in Chulin, Lamed Amar Aleph, that Mifarkes is Arei Kechaya, so we judge this animal a second after the Shechita. If it was Nishchita Karoi or not. And so then, at that moment, if we have a Safik Shechita, so we're going to be Machriya Le'isr. Why? Because right now it's besafek, and it's an Eivor Menachai, it's still moving around. So, we're machriya, this safek shchita le'isr, because right now it's tak Eivor Menachai. And then afterwards, when it dies, memeil it as a dinevela. That was the approach of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that was meduyak in Rashi in Beitza. So he said, why does Rashi in Beitza learn like Rabbi Kiva Eger's mahalach? To explain why it's usher after death, and why in Beitza you don't say Rabbi Kiva Eger, and in Chulin Rashi learns like the Rashba, then Machzik and Meyaser Leiser. So the answer is that we can say Machzik and Meyaser Leiser. That's only Lefi the Tzad that we say Alta Tirena Misafik, so then we can say that since there is something that Mitzat Atzmo is Kavua in a state, in a status of Isser, even if in the meantime there are different Shemos, originally the Isser is Eivir Menachai and now the Isser is Nevela, nevertheless this is something that has a Chazaka of a Matzav of Isser, and you can't be Matter at Misafik. You're not going to change its status. The status before was Isser, and you haven't proven to me that you can call it now Heter. So now it's shifting Isurim. It went from Isser A to Isser B. But in Chulin, you have to prove to me that it became Heter. And you haven't proven to me that it became Heter. So Mamela remains Isser, just the Isser shifts. But it remains Usser as long as you haven't proven to me Heter. So you're right, after it dies, it's not Avram and Achai, it's an Avela. But Machzik and Mi'Isser Lisser, because the Shechita isn't Matirit. If the Shechita is not Matirit, Mamela, it's called Usser. So which Isser is it? So before it's Avram and Achai, and now it's Nevela. But the point in Chulin is that you need some way to be Matir this, to take it out of its status of Isser. Al Tatirenu Misafik. You have a Safik, so we're going to keep it in that situation until you can prove to me that it's not in that. Not in that Matzif. And if you have a Safik Shechita, you haven't proven it. So Memela remains it remains Usser. This Isser, that Isser. It's not a Chazaka Chiyuvit, that it remains with the same Chazaka all through. But it's that you can't change it to Heter. Once you can't change it to Heter, it's easy to shift the Isurim. And we'll contrast that with Beitza. In Beitza, how are we learning? That you have to be machriya the Suffolk by an active Chazaka. In other words, the din prefers the tzad kavua and muhzuk of the suffik more than the tzad that's not so clear. And if so, we can't be machzik me isser le isser, because this isser of nevela has no koach to be machriya against the shechita. Because the matzav of it didn't have a matzav of nevela before the shechita. So how's the matzav of nevela going to beat out the shechita? They both have no presumptive status. So in Beitza, you need something stronger. You need an active chazaka. Not just that it's not going to change. If you have to prove to me Heter and you haven't proven it, then Beseder, I can shift to Surim. But that's in Chulin. In Chulin, we assume that it stays with Isser as long as until you prove otherwise. Usser until proven Mutter. In Beitza, as we saw, it's not just a matter of Al Tatirenu Misafek, but rather Na'amidena al cheskasa. It's actively staying with the same chazaka. Actively staying with the same chazaka. So what power does Nevela have over Shechita? Both of them are sfeikas. There we have to be mamid al chazaka. You have to actively be mamid on the chazaka. And Nevela has no chazaka. It wasn't an Avela before. So Memela, that were machriya the Suffolk and the Shechita, al picheskas iser shel behema b'chayeha, Rashi has to give another explanation. It's meduik like the Rabbi Akiva Eger explanation, that we're done ala Shechita when the behema is still mefarkeses, when it's still a chaya, And then we're machriya the safek actively ayidei Eber Menachayim. Say, look! It was already shechted, and it's still Eber Menachay. So now you have it's Eber Menachay mamish. So now that you have Eber Menachay, even after the shechita, and now that it dies, it's going to automatically be an avela. So that is a good hemshech of the previous chazaka. That's an active chazaka. That Eber Menachay was before, and it remains. That's why the Eber Menachay beats the shechita. Because the Eber Menachai is an active chazaka. You need here in Beitz, you need an active chazaka. And you have that with Eber Menachai. It was before and it remains. And that's going to be stronger than Shechita. Because the Shechita is a Safek and the Eber Menachai was already there before. You don't know if the Shechita was a good Shechita, but the Eber Menachai was Eber Menachai before. According to this Mahalach, we understand beautifully why only in the sugya in Beitza did we bring a raya from the Mishnah, from Rabbi Akiva, who says that the amount of time that you have to have left is to be able to eat from Beis Tvichasa, from the Beis Hashchita. We only bring that as a raya for Rav Huna in the sugya in Va'anan Tanan Masnisin Kid Rav Huna. We only bring that in Beitza, we don't bring that in Chulin. Why? Because only in Beitza you need to come on to Rav Huna when there's no Safek at all. When there's no Safek at all, you still need Rav Huna to tell you that the Shechita needs to be Matir. Because every animal has, like we saw, the Hechzik Lanu HaBehemas B'Safek Treifus. Like Rami Bar Abba holds, and Rav Huna says that the shechita is mafkiyah from that problem. At the moment you have a good shechita, you don't have to check anymore. But you need that good shechita. You need that good shechita to give it a chazaka, once it's shechted karoy, it's becheskes heter. So therefore, we have a raya for Rav Huna from Rabbi Akiva that if you shecht stam an animal, properly shecht it, then you can eat it without checking it. That's all the sugyan beitza. That we need to come on to Rav Huna to be matir every animal. But in the sugyan chulin, we only need to come on to Rav Huna when there's a suffix, when there's actively, we know that there's a suffix treifa here. You just don't know when it happened. Happened before the shechita, after the shechita. And then you say, no, if it was shechted properly, it's beseder. But without any suffix at all, you don't even need to come on to Rav Huna. Of course you can eat it. And that's the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is there's no suffix at all. The Mishnah in Beitza. Mishnah in Beitza talking where there's no suffix at all. If there's no suffix at all, of course you can eat it. You don't need Rav Huna for that. So therefore the Gemara in Chulin didn't bring a raya to Rav Huna from the Mishnah in Beitza. Only the Gemara in Beitza brought a raya to Rav Huna because there are two different understandings of Rav Huna, as we showed from the Sugyas in Perish Rashi, Advarim Hayun Fly Mamish, and obviously there's so much more to say on these sugyas. It's Yamim Naharos filled of Torah to be saying these sugyas. But we should be Zocha Lazer Lachzor of Lishnos Perik Zeh. Amen ve'amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved.